Blog Talk Radio.
We appreciate all of our amazing fans at the Hair Radio Show. And we know that you have many choices of how you spend your time each morning. So we thank you for listening, because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Oh,
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? Not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
And Nicole Marie, I have to say, it is just an early, early morning here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we wanted to just kind of give everybody some wonderful encouragement as we do each morning on this show.
Every day. Oh, yeah.
Yes. So now there is a thing. What is this wonderful, these words of encouragement that we have? Be so kind to share with everyone today, Nicole Marie.
Everything you are going through is preparing you for what you asked for. Again, I'll read it again. Everything you are going through is preparing you for what you asked for.
Wow.
What do you think about that, Carrie?
First, I love it because it's true.
Right.
And I think that we don't often realize that because we're going through something or we're going through it at that time. But we've got to understand that there is a significance behind it. And I've always believed that.
I totally agree.
And it may not be until you kind of start to get there that you really understand.
That you realize.
You know,
yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
So I love that.
I totally agree with what you're saying, because I believe the things that you ask for, okay, there's preparation in that. You just don't ask for it and you receive it. So
exactly.
The things that you go through, there may be some struggle in it. There may be some easier times, but whatever the case may be, it's preparing you for what you ask for. And to me, I always feel like what you work for and actually put the work in, once you get there or receive that, then you appreciate it more. Nothing comes easy. And it's just handed to you. So
exactly. I don't think anything's good. I think you need to keep working at things. So
exactly.
I love it. Great words of encouragement. Great job, Nicole Marie. And
we're
going to say, me too. Up next is the incredible lady who she just keeps you totally informed of everything in our community here in beauty and economics. So I just can't say enough. So folks, keep it right here. Don't go anywhere. We've got a lot more to get to. We're talking about Maggie Anderson, of course. We've got a lot more to get to this morning. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have 2 little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community, my life. the black hair care firms. They sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. We have with us a very special legend returning to our broadcast this morning. It is my honor to welcome back the amazing Miss Melba Moore. Good morning, Melba. Good morning.
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my pleasure. And I have to say, first of all, you were kind enough to grace us with an appearance right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're talking about 5 years ago, so it's been a little while since, you know, we've seen you, but we've been following you.
Right, great.
Literally following you. We've been following you on social media.
Well, I was going to say, that's how you do it on the Internet now. You follow people.
Exactly. This is true. Well, we're so excited. I mean, first of all, you have a big hit record. And so we're honored to have you talking about this right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show with just your adoring fans and folks, again, you know, with the audience out there. What can you tell us about your new record and how did it come about? Just Doing Me.
It's what people call house music, which is a very, 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 very popular dance genre. There's several different genres now. I mean, a lot developed since back in the late 70s, and we had was disco.
Right,
that was
exactly.
Different genres. And probably it's going to develop more since people are kind of shut in and they have, you know, more time to focus on things that, well, we need joy during these times. We need to have something to lift us up, and so we might be dancing around our house, but it's necessary.
That's very true.
I've always considered, you know, entertainment to be something that's kind of a staple. It doesn't come first like your rent and those, you know, loop over your head and stuff, but you have to have joy, you have to have entertainment. And so, like, for this to happen to me, especially as I'm approaching my senior years, it's kind of amazing.
Oh, well, listen, let me tell you something. That song, when I heard, I couldn't believe my ears. It kind of, what I love about it, it kind of has a vibe that kind of mixes a whole bunch of genres that we have known in the past with all kinds of new infusions of sounds. I was like, whoa, okay. So this is why I believe, Ms. Moore, that it is connecting with a lot of the youth out there. In my opinion, but it's good for everybody.
One of the things that really strikes me about it is George Pettis's piano solo. That's very reminiscent to me of when we first had modern jazz, and you had people like Horace Silver, Thelonious Monk. I mean, playing the kind of jazz that we had never heard before. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter if it's something you've heard before or not. When you first hear it, it's going to say, oh, look at that. I like that. And I think that's maybe what's connecting with the young people. It's not something you have to have heard, before for it to affect you that way.
Exactly. Now, I want to go back. One of the things I remember after our last interview, and it happens every so often, we'll have great guests like yourself, and the moment that we are finished with the interview, I say, oh, I forgot to ask about that. I forgot to bring that up. So I have listened back, and I said, oh, my goodness, I've always wanted to talk to you a little bit more about different things in your amazing career. And to me, and so many others out there, you know, you really came through and got a great position in the entertainment world, which was so, it's rare these days, you know, let alone, you know, several years back where folks were, you know, just not so open and willing to give folks just coming into the industry a chance, and especially people of color. So, yeah, so when you look back at this career, and I've seen all of, well, quite a bit. You've done a lot, okay? You have a true career out there in the entertainment. What do you say when you, even just fans like myself, we all, you know, look back and we ask you, what's the biggest question you kind of get about your career? What do people most want to know about, and I have my suspicion of what I think they most want to know about you, but what do you say? What's the number one question that the fans come up and talk to you about when they get a chance about your career? Because I know what it is, I think.
They usually want to know, when did you really know that you could sing and that you were in control of yourself, that you had it going on? And I can't answer that question because I still don't know that. But that's the number one question. I guess I give off, it's not an illusion, but the sense of being really confident and, you know, having a clear idea of, you know, what the industry is about and just be in charge of things.
Hi. I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at hairradio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
All right. My special guest co-host today is Siobhan D'Zia, Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. So good morning, Siobhan, and it's great to have you with us. Yes.
Oh, good morning, Kerry, and thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we're going to be talking quite a bit throughout this time today, so we're going to check in with you a little bit later, all about what's happening at Roots Rock Salon over in West Orange, New Jersey. But first, This is the Hair Radio Morning Show's annual year in review for 2022. And so just want to say welcome to everybody. I thank God we've made it so far, this incredible year. So just really, really good great time. Yes. Okay, so first, we're looking at everybody. We're looking at some of the biggest topics, some of the best guests, some of the most interesting talk, and so much more today. And really, what was the most memorable event of 2022? And, of course, we're going to start with our resolutions. Were they on point? How about you? And so, Siobhan, how about you? Did you make resolutions at the beginning of 2022? And did you keep them?
You know, this was a strange year. After going through everything, like just seeing so much of all this going on in the world.
Right.
The only thing, I didn't really have a resolution, just pretty much to be kind to folks, touch bases with folks, and just survive, basically, honestly, because, you know, you're just trying to keep yourself healthy and just moving forward. That's it, you know, and that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
How about
you? Thank you for asking. I set out and created a whole bunch of resolutions. We even had one of our colleagues, Mary Reed Johnson, from Hair Head Heart. She and I, we did a whole segment on choosing resolutions, how they started and all of that. So my resolutions are on tape.
Oh, wow. All right. So you're held to the fire on that one. We got to know what they were and how did you do?
You got it. So my resolutions are, you know, sadly, I don't think I hit any of them. They were well abandoned. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, you know, I've got to look back when I really think about 2022 and how many broadcasts we've done, okay, how many episodes. And this is not counting our late night Carrie Eyes New Year's Eve radio party nighttime countdown that we did. That was a special that we did way back at the end of last year, you know, to usher in the new year. And so,
I remember. And the folks have to look out because soon it's going to be an actual event where they'll be able to buy tickets and come out.
Well, one day we'll definitely get there. Now, when I think about it, oh my gosh, I remember our first 3-hour live episode for 2022 was back on Tuesday, January 4th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
So it was Tuesday, January 4th. It was our show number 649. And at that time, we were also celebrating our 7th anniversary of our 3-hour live broadcast of the Hair Radio Show that we first launched back on Monday, January 5th of 2015. So we're talking just on what we did this year, though, just to look at it. We produced 125 episodes this year alone.
Wow. Yeah,
125 3-hour episodes. So, Siobhan Dazia, that pushes us to over 375 hours that we added to our radio talk this year.
That's a lot of hours, let me tell you. Yeah, that takes a lot of hard work and dedication.
Exactly. So let me ask you, what were we talking about? So here, this is what we're going to remind everybody about. We really chatted up a storm in 2022. Those 375 hours plus, we have just really gone in, as the young folks say. So we've been busy. I've also been working diligently on launching the 24-hour, 7-day-a-week radio network for the venerable Upscale Magazine, christening upscalemagazineradio.com, which now produces over 8,000 hours of content annually. and we'll talk more on our amazing connection with the folks at Upscale Magazine a little bit later. So Siobhan, this year, when I started, I didn't have a co-host on the Hair Radio Morning Show for 2022, and it really wasn't until much later in the year that we added our new Queen of the Mornings. You know Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. So I didn't have to look far. You guys know she was already on board with us working through the Vet Talk radio show headed up by Michael Hopkins. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So just adding Nicole Marie really gave us an opportunity to offer a great balance to the broadcast. So we're excited to have her. You guys know I'm in Brooklyn, New York, in the northeast. And as I said, Nicole Marie is down in Water Valley, Mississippi. So we're going to be talking more about her a little bit later as well on today's special segment. So it's really been great to have the North, the South, and everybody tuning in to the broadcast. We welcome everybody. As I said, we're live from 6 in the morning till 9 Eastern. Really, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're live. We ask Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you kind of go to that upscalemagazineradio.com just to stay abreast of what's happening. And we're real happy about that. Now, before I leave the conversation on that, Nicole Marie, you go ahead. Yeah. You have something you want to jump in?
Yeah, I think it's amazing because, you know, what we all have to keep in mind, even as we go through this review, what this really is here radio, is pretty much, you know how the local salons and barbershops, there was always the talk of what's going on in the community,
what's going on
in the world. This is exactly what Hair Radio is. As we advance in technology and everything else, what's happening is that talk, that chair talk, that barbershop talk has made its way onto the net, and Hair Radio has provided a platform so it can be heard throughout the world.
I agree, and thank you for that.
Outstanding.
Yeah, well, we appreciate that, and you're absolutely right. It's been about 27 years and counting of the Hair Radio show itself, and then this new morning edition, a la, you know, Steve Harvey or Tom Joyner or any of those classic fellas who did the morning radio, we created this version in 2015, so we're really adding up the shows. And like I said, we've done over 125 this year alone. So that is incredible. And each show is 3 hours. So live. Mm. So that's incredible.
Oh, yeah.
And it's unmatchable.
And with fantastic co-hosts, you have Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. So it's really great.
Yeah, they are great. Yeah, they really are. Thank you for that. And speaking of Michael Hopkins, you guys know he is the host of Vet Talk Radio Show. He does his own show within a show, which airs each week right here. So we are super excited, and we're going to talk a little bit more as well about Michael Hopkins a little bit later. These are great colleagues in the industry. And my current company, my current guest co-host this morning, is the incredible Siobhan Desir, out of West Orange, New Jersey. So, Siobhan, let's kind of take a moment, and this is kind of where you fit in as well, and you guys out there will know what I mean in just a moment. But, Siobhan Desir, I want to talk about Roots Rock Salon. I want to talk about the challenges of being a hairstylist in today's world because, you know, it's a little different than when I kind of started this show almost 3 decades ago. So in your experience, being a stylist, being someone who's a proprietor, being somebody who's been a speaker and a motivator out there in this industry, what do you want to say? Has it changed the role of the stylist?
Yeah, throughout the years, I think it's changed a lot, you know, honestly, a great deal. And the reason being is, you know, it's not like before where, you know, you were a hairstylist and just tailoring into your client's needs. Now you have to be a photographer. You have to be an editor. You have to be a marketer. You have to, you know, you have to put your products together.
a sales specialist,
a sales social
media expert, a technology innovator. You really
you
do. You
do,
hit it on the head.
You have to do everything. And, you know, unfortunately, the truth is a lot of people have strengths and a lot of people have weaknesses. So when you know you're not good at something, that's when, you know, you're lucky enough to tap into the professional media marketing companies that do such things where they can assist you.
Like
Hair
Radio.
You know, it's funny because you don't have time. You're sitting down, you're constantly purchasing new products, trying to see how they work, what they do, which hair textures does it work on. And while all this is going on, the price on things are skyrocketing. You're trying to find ways on not really passing too much of the price increases on these products onto the clients without drowning yourself out, you know.
Exactly.
It's definitely, you're becoming a magician in a sense. I don't know how,
I think you hit it on the head. So I'm going to tell you guys, it's great to have you with us, Siobhan Desir, and your perspective is always on point. So I'm going to take a moment. We also want to thank our incredible advertisers for including our, that's also including our legacy brand folks like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, and to so many who have really supported our broadcast. As we mentioned, over 125 shows in this year. So really, really great stuff. And it's really been awesome. And I have to say, Siobhan Desir, and to all of our advertising folks who've just been incredible, including Roots Rock Salon. We haven't forgotten you there. With so many others, you know, we just appreciate you. So, okay. So it's also important to acknowledge our incredible partnerships with so many in the hair and beauty industry, as well as the entertainment industry and the business sector. So this helps us to bring the very latest of what's happening around the world. I thank the folks at bobsa.org. Just wanted to say that, Siobhan Desir. Did you have something you want to jump in with?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Bobsa, I was just going to tap on that, you know. Yeah. Very good for all your hair needs and, you know, things of that nature. So everyone should check out that site as well. Bobsa, you can find information on it at the Hair Radio website.
Exactly. And just to remind folks, Bobsa.org, it really stands for the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. And the Black beauty culture, well, also, I should say, not just Bobsa, the Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association. Hold on, let me see if I can get that right. The Black-Owned Beauty Supply Association, which is Bobsa.org, and Sam, the great folks out there who are doing amazing work out of California. Also wanted to take a moment to acknowledge another organization, Siobhan Desir. This is the Black Beauty Cultural Association, and they're up in Nova Scotia, Canada. So really nice. We're real happy about them as well. And our other partners, like folks out in Ghana, which is West Africa, Nigeria, as well as South Africa, and literally across the continent of Africa. We appreciate your efforts, and we thank you for being part of this whole operation. You guys have really put us on the map internationally. So I just wanted to say that to all of our international family of listeners, we thank you. And speaking of partnerships, Siobhan Desir, after a member, I got a wonderful guest co-host today joining us. It's Siobhan Desir out of West Orange, New Jersey with Roots Rock Salon. Speaking of partnerships, I have to bring attention to this. It's Upscale Magazine. We alluded to it at the top of this segment today. We have been able to connect with this incredible brand. They've been out there for well over 30 years. And they've been really on the newsstand and still are, which is one of not too many remaining, you know, Black family brands in terms of magazine publications that are doing that. They're also digital, and so they're out there in that way. And so you Siobhan, you had an opportunity to have your company represented on the pages. So I just wanted to bring, and it's a beautiful advertisement, one of the best design advertisements ever. So can you tell us what that was like to have to open up, you know, Upscale Magazine, literally the pages, the printed pages, and see your design that represents your company?
You know, it's an awesome feeling, and I would say to all hairstylists, barbers, nail techs, anyone in the beauty industry, or if you're in any industry and you have a product out there, I think it's worth it to have an ad featured in that, what do you call it, magazine, or, you know,
yes.
It's just a feeling that you get inside when you're working on something. I mean, really working on something and trying to see it through, and you're not too sure, you know, should I invest here? Should I market there? But it's something about when you actually get that copy in your hand and you open it up and you see your business, your company on the pages in the magazine, which is forever. It's just a good feeling that you get seeing it. And it lasts forever. You know, it's a milestone that you actually hit. So it's a good feeling, you know, and I recommend everyone, if you can, you know, even if you take time to, you know, save up a little bit to try to do it, do it. And just stand behind your brand and keep pushing it. Absolutely.
Exactly. And what really reminds me, you were in one of the recent issues, and then to have the folks at Hair Radio, a lot of folks don't know this about me or about the company, and that is that we do full-on digital graphics design. And what that means is that, sure, if you need business cards and flyers and things like that, of course we can handle that. But we do something on a larger scale, very specialized, needed type of work when it comes to graphics. So if you, we've had clients who needed billboard signs, and these are huge signs that are outside.
Yes.
Yeah, we
and
have.
And I recommend everyone take a look. Yeah. Like if you get a moment, take a look, open up, because this particular ad was designed by yours truly, Mr. Kerry Hines of HairRadio.com.
Well, thank you.
And it's worth for them to take a look. Yeah.
I do. I love the Roots Rock Salon ad because it was something that is very clear, and I'll put it up. It's already there on our social media and throughout our wonderful, you know, display items in addition to the Upscale magazine itself. But, yeah, these were things that we do. But, again, folks may not realize, like I said, we do a lot of these wonderful things for the magazine as well as clients and folks who need digital graphics done. I remember even some, you know, creating some of the banners that they need when they go to events, and they need to have those retractable pull-up banners done, and that's what we've been able to do. So we've done a lot for not just Upscale Magazine, but for other clients and designs and making advertisements. And we have our own as well being represented out there and so much. So, listen, if you need digital graphics, come to us. And the reason this is really huge, and I'm so glad, because you are in the shop salon. You're in the shop, Siobhan, at the salon.
Yes, I am.
But, right? So you know how important having beautiful graphics displayed when your client is sitting in the chair and, you know, needing to get inspiration sometimes in terms of what they have done to their hair. So I'm super excited that we can help with that. So really good stuff. So, okay, well, listen, we're going to continue to keep folks abreast of our wonderful Hair Radio graphics. Contact their office anytime if you're interested. Now, I do want to turn to, we've got to talk about this. This year has been just, it's been somewhat of a turning point. We've had so many folks that we have loved in the way of just knowing that they're out there somewhere. We may have never met them, but we knew, we followed them on television or radio or the newspapers or what have you. Or magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And their work, their legacies will always be with us. But we lost them this year. And one of the ones that comes to mind is the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth II. Just an incredible person who had really done so much, and just to have worked all the way up to the last moment of life, literally. And just to be stand up talking and heading up, heads of state and all of that. And then she was gone. So I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge these incredible folks along that line. Was that not something?
Yes.
Can you imagine working up to about the point of 96 or 97 behind a chair?
Yeah, that's a long way. That is a long way.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Quite a bit. And I remember they had the meme floating around with the hairstylist working behind a chair, and she was a real elderly lady, about 100 years old. And they had already said, would you want to be behind the chair at 100 years old?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And you should have seen those responses. So I said, wow. Yeah, they let you have
it. Honestly, when you have a love for something, absolutely, I could see myself doing it. Maybe not as many people, probably one person, but
yeah.
I can definitely see myself doing it.
Absolutely. I mean, some of those responses were that, that she could they said she could probably press your head like nobody's business.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. She's sitting up doing that after 100 years, and she probably only knew one style left to do. But,
wow,
if that's your passion and it fuels you, go for it.
That's the best way. You master that one thing, and that's it. Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need. Well, listen, we also lost a major rap artist that, who really probably we didn't realize at the time how much. I mean, we loved his music. We're, of course, talking about Coolio. And just the person that he was, just such a down-to-earth, cool person who had huge record, number one, on pop charts. And that doesn't happen all that much for rap music. You guys remember his hit record in the movie Dangerous Minds that starred
Michelle
Pfeiffer.
Oh, yes,
Pumpkin,
I love
that
movie.
Yeah, really great stuff. And speaking of singers, we also lost Ms. Ronnie Spector from, was out there with the Ronettes and Be My Little Baby. That was her big hit record. And Joyce Sims, who had a big career, and I think she was British. Really great music. She has a couple of hit records out there. Yeah, it was really sad. I just loved her songs. Just, I believe it was All in All. And, she had a couple of great songs out there.
Maybe we can hear it on the air. Yeah.
Well, we're going to do some, the thing about Hair Radio Morning Show is that it allows us to do music tributes. And we do this all year long. That's why I'm not putting them on this second, because we already do an incredible amount of music tributes with all of these folks' talent, as well as others. And so some of the other folks that we lost, musician Lamont Dozier as well, actors, some of the other folks out there in the industry, some actors. We lost the big Star Trek lady, Nichelle Nichols, who we just loved and adored. Actress Mary Alice.
Oh, I used to love that shortcut.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved all these folks. The guy from Magnum P.I., Roger Mosley, back in the original version in the 80s. And then, of course, Bookman from Good Times TV show, Johnny Brown, was everybody knew him. And Andre Leon Talley, who was a big fashion czar for Vogue magazine. And, of course, who could ever forget the incredible Sydney Poitier. So we won't ever forget these folks, and we're going to continue, as I said, to do some music tributes that will always keep their memories alive.
And also the Honorable Dr. Willie Morrow.
We cannot forget Dr. Willie Morrow. He was the quintessential hair industry, he did a whole bunch of work out in California in the San Diego area, was a newspaper publisher and did so much work that the U.S. government had him to train a lot of the military folks in terms of barbering and things like that. And so we just love him, and he has an incredible legacy that's being continued by his wonderful family, including the wonderful friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Michelle Morrow, and we're going to have her back here with us soon. You know, his legacy will continue on. I've interviewed Dr. Morrow quite a while ago, but yes, he was on our show, and as I said, Cheryl's been with us many, many times, and just really nice things. I think they even mentioned me in their newsletter way back when, so I think I remember that. So thank you. Yes, lots of tributes out there. And to all the folks who may have transitioned, who are in the hair and beauty industry and have made such an impact in our community, we appreciate you, and your legacy will continue.
Absolutely.
Yes. So now I have to say, Siobhan DeSphere is our guest co-host. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and my very special guest co-host this morning, we're so happy to have her. You guys know she's out of West Orange, New Jersey, and has a wonderful salon there, Roots Rock Salon. So Siobhan DeSphere. Siobhan is our special guest. So, Siobhan, tell us. So, you know, at the salon, is it that it's, you know, it, would you say, because it, I don't think it's a challenge for you. You're so talented with the hair care there. But for regular salon stylists out there, is it a challenge to stay abreast on so much that's happening in the industry so quickly?
I think it has changed a lot. It's no longer as challenging as it once was because of technology. If I have a question about something, I can log right into the association there, the Hair Radio Association, and find a stylist who might be advanced into that and ask questions, you know.
That's
so
true.
It's no longer as challenging as it once was. It's just a matter of knowing where to find the information you're looking for.
So the resources, and that is critical. Yes. And we have been able to provide that. Thank you for pointing that out at Hair Radio and hairradio.com. I also want to say, now, when it comes to the news stories, and I know a lot of folks out there, you know, in this year, it's no different, but every so often there's a kind of like a huge news story that kind of intersects with what we're talking about at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And the first half of this year was defined, I should say, by a new word to the general public. But for us in the hair world, we've been saying this word for years. And, of course, that word is alopecia. So alopecia has become front and center. You guys know the Hair Radio Morning Show. We were way ahead of our time. And like everyone else, we settled in one Sunday night thinking it was just going to be a typical Academy Awards presentation on television. It was the very first time that it was hosted by three accomplished comedic women in 2022, and two of those women were of color. And it was the first time ever that the broadcast itself was produced by an African-American gentleman. most times folks, you guys out there, remember that Oscars in recent years have been trending as Oscars So White. That was the hashtag that was out there. You can Google it, folks. We're not, you know, telling you anything that wasn't, that's un, you know, true or not known. So I have to say, you know, so the focus shifted that night from the recognition of the award-winning blockbusters, we're talking about big movies, to a slap that was heard around the world. We're talking about actor and rapper Will Smith, who was seated in the audience with wife Jada Pinkett Smith. He went on stage after comedian Chris Rock told a joke about his wife. And he said she could have been cast in the next G.I. Jane movie. Now, you got to be of a certain age even to know what Chris Rock is even talking about, because the G.I. Jane movie was probably a good 25, 30 years old, maybe more. So Will Smith went on stage and slapped the goodness out of Chris Rock. And so at this time, we were talking about way back when this happened, probably the early first quarter of the year. Up to this moment, Chris Rock has not gone on camera to share his complete sentiment about the topic and what's happened. I think Will Smith has a couple of different places. Siobhan DeSeer from West Orange Roots Rock Salon, what do you have to say? Because I don't think we ever got your sentiment on this topic on the Hair Radio Morning Show. But how do you feel about this whole thing?
You know, honestly, I think everything is for a reason. Now, what reason it is, I have no clue. So I don't have, I guess for me, I'm not, I don't want to say judgmental, but, you know, there's a reason for everything. Sometimes we don't know what it is, but, you know, I send prayers for both, all involved in that whole situation.
Yes. Well, here's the deal. I think that reason, I think you have a point. The reason I believe is that the word alopecia, which is really what we were kind of driving at there, the alopecia word entered the vernacular of everybody. And there was a time that every time we mentioned the word alopecia on the Hair Radio Morning Show, as we so often do, you know, that's what we're all about, hair and beauty in the morning. But, yeah, we always had to follow up, well, alopecia, it's the medical term for the word hair, the words hair loss. So we've always had to say that. But once that big slap was seen and heard around the world, well, everybody knows what the word alopecia means, and I always joke that, yes,
that's true.
Yes, and I think that has just been great, if anything positive could have come out of such a negative happening, so to speak. And for me, it is what, you know, it inspired me to create TAF, which is the Traction Alopecia Foundation. We'll get into that in a bit, but that was the big slap. And so we covered this story backwards, forwards, and sideways. And on the Hair Radio Morning Show, it still remains one of the biggest news happenings this year. And as I said, yes, it inspired me to create the Traction Alopecia Foundation for the simple reason it was such a lack of hair education. And I thought that we could benefit society-wise, collectively, with, you know, with discussion of this type of alopecia called traction. So particularly, it's the number one type for women of color type of alopecia. So all of that emanated out of this whole Will Smith big slap thing. So if there's anything good that's come out of it, we can now say that that did. So also, yeah, so still talking about the early part of the year, and this is something that we used to do quite often out there together, Siobhan, this year, and that is that go to the International Beauty Show in Manhattan. That's New York City. You know, right in New York. The IBS, it was the very first one that they've had since this whole pandemic business. got underway. So I was so excited to return to the building and be amongst the most incredible folks ever. I love IBS. I've been at probably every show for like the last 10 years or so. And so we love them. And not just that, but they love us too. The event director of the entire IBS show in New York was on our show. And the wonderful lady who runs Baruch Hair Company was also at our show. So we had a chance to interview them at the Hair Radio Morning Show at the wonderful International Beauty Show, IBS New York. You guys know. IBS is also the, you know, just in case you don't know, IBS is one of the longest running, oldest trade shows for the hair and beauty folks out there, literally in the country. They also have a version that they do for Vegas, out in Las Vegas. So you have New York, and you have the one in Vegas. So I'm excited, and it was great to be back. So is that not nice? Doesn't it say so much
Absolutely.
To be part of that?
And let me tell you, so many fond memories of the IBS show. You know, just even when I first started as a hairstylist, going with groups of friends, you know, all of us hairdressers, hairstylists, and just going over there, seeing new products, seeing new things, going into some of the classes and stuff, it's just outstanding. Warner Brothers as well, they put on a show, which is also amazing. Now, with that one, that was a nice trip. We'll travel down to Atlanta and just take like a, you know, just go and enjoy, you know. It's a great feeling. It's really a great feeling. I encourage anyone, if you're in the beauty industry, you need to definitely partake in these shows. Definitely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The trade shows, we were talking a little bit earlier about things changing in the hair industry. Well, this is how you stay abreast. You have an opportunity to meet and be a part of the industry right up at your, you know, it's right there, it's delivered right to your toes. So, yes, the folks like IBS, and as Siobhan DeSier mentioned, you know, the incredible Bronner Brothers, which we just love them so much, they're all, you know, just doing major things out there, and we're real excited. Now, hold it. I've also got to say, you know, so they were guests, IBS, as you guys know, but I've got to turn to talk about this. Now, we served up a very special two-part real-life radio drama that celebrated the first anniversary of late Supreme singer Mary Wilson. You guys remember this. Now, this was much earlier. This was the early part of 2022. We were given a first-hand account. I don't know if you remember this, Siobhan DeSier, but we were given a first-hand account of the last days of the incredible artist from the Motown era. We're talking again about Mary Wilson, and we were looking back. At that point earlier this year, it was the first anniversary after we lost Mary. And how we came across this incredible story is that her last known assistant, was a guest on our show. And he shared his incredible story with us, because he was the one who had discovered her after she had expired. So that story, I don't know if you caught any part of it, Siobhan DeSier.
Oh, I encourage all the listeners, if you haven't heard that story, seek out that episode and take a listen. It's very interesting. It's a very good show. Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys can Google it. That's a good point. If you Google Mary Wilson and Hair Radio Show, it should pop up, which is out there as a separate standalone podcast. And it'll pop up with all of that and her last known assistant and the whole interview. So it just brings back to my mind, I think he was so intriguing that we did a special three-hour show. He was the only guest. The entire 3 hours. Never done that in the history of ever of hair radio. But he was so compelling, and the story that he shared. So we devoted the entire 3 hour broadcast to, he was the only person we talked to and the only thing we talked about. And so that will never, that is something, a record that will stand the test of time here. And speaking of newsmakers, we also revisited Miracle Dr. Obey. You guys remember, he's also been called the Gorilla Glue Doctor for the simple reason he helped to alleviate, not help, but he did. He came up with a concoction that, and I should call it the formula, that really helped Gorilla Glue Girl, better known as her real self as Tessica Brown. And, you know, so we checked in with him. He was a guest. He came back to the Hair Radio Morning Show early this year to give us an update. And it was just two big thumbs up. You know, that whole episode, again, Siobhan DeSeer, any comment?
Yeah, that he, you know, just to see his outstanding, what he was able to do to the young lady, because we do so much to our hair, and just him to reach back around and, you know, give us an update and stuff, very good stuff. You know, it's good to know that if, God forbid, we run into some sort of issue like that, we know exactly where to point them to.
Exactly. Well, I have to say, 2022 also saw us focus on original content, and that is including and creating and developing the popular hit broadcast. It's the Vet Talk Radio Show with Michael Hopkins. We talked a little bit about it at the top of the segment. Michael's show is really for everybody. I want to say that officially, Siobhan DeSeer, because most folks think, well, when you talk about veterans, as this show, again, is called the Vet Talk Radio Show, first of all, they may not realize that it's for everyone. You don't have to be a veteran. There's so much that we can do to help our veterans. Now, he brings awareness to the many challenges veterans face when filing for their compensation claims. So I'm so excited. We produced over 40 individual episodes and featured so many guests on this show. And it's a show within a show as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. And it's now in its second season. And Nicole Marie, that's how we kind of stumbled across Nicole Marie. She was an original producer that was on his broadcast of the Vet Talk Radio Show. And we kind of stole her away, so to speak, in a friendly and nice way. She's an accomplished professional, a city board member in her own community, a wife, mother, and now radio program host. We're shouting her out this morning. She's even added, yeah, because we've added right here on the show, she does something called Girl Power Segments, which really helped to shine the light on so many incredible women who might otherwise be overlooked. And I can say we're going to have to add Siobhan DeSeer's name to that girl power list.
Oh, thank
of
you.
Incredible things out there, yes.
Wow.
So, so this year saw, it really did, you know, really saw us bring together a great lineup of folks from all different walks of life. And we kind of melded everybody together in a great way. And we've added Dr. Paul Dyer, I want to say, out of the Maryland area to our current lineup. His energy, knowledge, and inimitable style really has connected with our listeners. So he's doing an incredible job, and we just so appreciate it. You can catch Dr. Dyer usually on with us on Thursday and Friday morning in the last hour of the show. So really good stuff, and it's usually live. Awesome job. Now, that's not so much enough, Siobhan DeSeer. I also began producing a 24/7 around-the-clock online radio station for the Upscale magazine that we talked about a little while ago. And again, we featured so many Upscale interviewees on this broadcast, as well as on the network itself at upscalemagazineradio.com. But back to the magazine. Now, Upscale magazine itself is a bimonthly publication that really has name recognition in the black households. Great stories, and also have just amazing, beautiful designs, beautiful graphics and advertisements. I'm patting myself on the back right now, Siobhan DeSeer.
Rightfully so.
Yes. Thank you. So we always say, what's next? And we're happy to say that we at Hair Radio, just us alone, we'll be celebrating our 10th year of, and me, of becoming a full-time entrepreneur. Let me just put that on out there. And also the 10th anniversary of my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is still selling on Amazon. And also the 10th anniversary of the Road to Healthy Hair Workshop. That one of my legends at that event was Miss Siobhan DeSia.
Yes.
So I've got to ask you about that, Siobhan. Do you remember any of that event that we did, a decade ago?
Oh, yeah, it was a great event. I remember, I want to say.
And this was in New York. I want to say it was in Brooklyn,
yeah,
New York.
Yeah, it was a great event. This was, there were a few others that were there. Let's, real outstanding hairstylists and barbers. There was Capelle, if my memory serves me correct. I know, well, Dr. Pernique James was there.
Yeah, we had a couple.
And there was a computer specialist that was there as well.
Yeah, right. We had quite a few folks.
And a few and others, so, yeah. It was really nice.
Yeah. Well, it was all about healthy hair and paying tribute to the legends in the industry and around the industry of hair and beauty. And it was held right here in Brooklyn, New York. And we really haven't done another version of that. And that's telling me that it's well overdue. And we're going to have to look at that. And speaking of making a return, Carapy, my very own namesake brand, Carapy, that's K-E-R-R as in Carrie, and A-P-Y as in hair therapy. So we are back with our Carapy shampoo, Carapy conditioners, and Carapy beard oil, and so many other Carapy products that have returned to the hair salons and barbershops all around the country.
Come up for your hair. Let's get it growing.
Ah, there you go. Well, we've expanded the scope to include affiliates, distributors, and still so much. The great scent that still is just incredible. And most important, it's still quite effective at combating hair loss and growing hair and stimulation of the scalp. So all those things that we talk about, go to Carapy.com, which is K-E-R-R-A-P-Y.com, for more details on that. And so got to go on to, again, we talked a little bit about the folks who have made this show possible in recent times. And again, I want to thank our legacy sponsors like FixYourFeet.com, Rugged Evolution Beard Care, and the new Divine Energy Candles.com. And as I said, so many from our advertising and promotions family, like Roots Rock Salon in West Orange, New Jersey. And we are talking to the proprietor, Siobhan DeSia.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Good morning, everybody. I am Cammy Love, Kid Entrepreneur, and I made a book about children's hygiene and hygiene in general and kids going to the hair salon. You should buy my book, and I encourage you to buy my book because it is inspiring to young child authors, and it is inspiring to young girls and young boys and
That's
young
right.
children.
That's 11-year-old author Cammy Love and her book, Cammy's Spa Party. It's on sale today at Amazon. Pick up this amazing book for young minds, Cammy's Spa Party. Well, all right, Nicole Marie, we have got to talk about everything that's happening today
in our amazing host chat.
So I kind of want to lead on in with, first of all, And we've been talking about this on today's broadcast, but I wanted officially again during our mid-show to just acknowledge the incredible fans who have been so patient while we were away on our production
Yes. Thank you so much. We appreciate you so much.
Absolutely. And we're talking about everybody's just been so wonderful, including our amazing team of folks who had to kind of take a moment and pull back so that we could focus and bring you a whole lot of new stuff as you guys have been listening.
Yes.
And so much more to come. So really, really big thank you to all the fans everywhere and especially our upscale magazineradio.com fans as well. Wanted to take a moment to acknowledge their contribution to everything that we're doing as well. Speaking of upscale, we'll get into that a little bit later and talk about some of the wonderful stories and all of that. But first, there's so much going on. So much has happened since we have been kind of away. Even when I think about some of the news items that are out there, and we're going to get more into a bunch of things that are kind of bubbled at the surface. But also I want to say, what is going on at Hair Radio is also making news. We are so very fortunate. Yeah, this whole week we've got newsmakers, that are hitting the mic here on the broadcast. And returnees to the broadcast.
Definitely don't want to miss it.
You don't want to miss. Folks who have just been incredible, who are being part of this whole operation. So we're going to let some of these things, kind of roll out as surprises. So that's why we're not giving away too much. And a little later this week, Thursday, Friday, we've got Dr. Paul Dyer joining us. Of course, he joins us at the end of each week. And we're so excited. So, we've got a lot
very
of good stuff. Well, so we've got some folks, again, mid-show, who are some hairstylists that you have not met that we want to make some introductions. First, Nicole Marie, let's get over to some amazing girl chat that you have. Not girl chat, what do you call it? Girl power.
I want to turn it over to you to speak to all the ladies that are out there,
and then I'll be back with some boy chat. How's that?
Hey, that sounds great. I definitely don't want them to feel left out, so that is fine.
No, not at all. The thing is with that, and that's a good point. One of the big reasons we had to come in with this, and you started this whole incredible contribution to acknowledge the incredible, amazing women that are out there, because there's not a whole lot of spotlight that shines so much, especially these days. And so I thought it was just fantastic and great. And you have been introducing us to folks, quite a bit that we have never heard of and probably would not have heard of had it not been for a lot of what your focus is, when you come on the mic and talk about these incredible ladies. So I think it's a great job. So if we, the guys, got to move over a little bit, make room, I think that's what we need to do. I'm here for it, and we support the efforts. I feel every day my dear mom and sisters and so many lady friends and relatives who appreciate the efforts that we make here on the show to look out for women and to do all that we're doing. So great job.
That's it. Thank you so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Go ahead and take it away, Nicole Marie.
Our Girl Power Spotlight for today, we are focusing in on Miss Kiki Palmer. She is a singer, actress, writer, director, and an entrepreneur. And today, I want to just honor her because she is launching her own digital television network called KeyTV. And the platform will aim to spotlight a new generation of creators. She wants to share everything she's learned with the viewers. She is so excited to share KeyTV, where stories matter and where we as African Americans are represented as the keys to the culture. And yeah. She says what we can expect is drama, tears, and laughs.
Wow.
And she says
that creators
will partake in the behind-the-scenes roles that include the production designs, sound mixers, and key grips, and other things such as that. So this is an involved platform for
yeah.
African Americans. And I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see this.
Yeah.
Right now, it's on social media platform channels. That's how she has started out. She has an introductory video on her social media where she narrates as she takes viewers on a journey through her career as she discusses these plans for upcoming creators. So
yeah.
I just tip my hat, Palmer, and so very excited to see what all is to come with her digital television network, KeyTV.
I think I'm a big fan of Kiki Palmer. She's been out there.
Yes,
I just remember watching her literally grow up in front of our eyes on camera. And to just, there was always something, she's always been determined actress, and you could tell the way that she's kind of marked her career and doing different things. And we're so excited to even take a moment to honor her because she's so deserving.
Yes.
And she just puts herself in a different, place. She's just not in the same, bucket, so to speak, as a lot of these other actors and actresses that are out there.
Exactly.
So we
really, she doesn't want to be pigeonholed in one area.
Well, I think she's accomplished that already.
All over. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited to see what the future holds for her because she's only 29 years old. She has so much talent, and she's just going for it. I love it.
Yeah, I'm very proud. Yeah, what
very
I have
proud.
Always liked. Like I said, she's not the pigeonhole type, and she's just kept on going and pushing. And this is just the beginning. It takes still a lot to get this off the ground, but if you cannot dream it and you cannot try your best to make it happen, it won't happen, so you got to talk about it and keep working towards it. We certainly could give her some advice in this arena. And I think that she's going to do an amazing job. Any kind of focus that we can put on. Yeah. And it's time. It's time for folks of color to step forward.
That's it.
And make it happen.
Step out there and make it happen. That's it. Nobody else is going to make it happen for us. We have to step out there.
True.
We have so much talent and so many creative people with so many different ideas for things. We have to step up and express that.
And I think we are getting there. We've just not been able to be recognized for those talents.
And we have to understand
we control all of that. And I think that we're finally kind of getting to that point to know that we are the ones that are going to make this thing happen. And so I'm honored that, and she's leading the parade on this one. And she deserves all of the accolades and all of the credit that she is beginning to get with this.
She certainly does.
And that
does.
Is incredible. Now, I've got to tell you, first, just to acknowledge that is also amazing. I want to shout out to, on a different note, the amazing Carapy distributors who have been doing such an incredible job. I have got to say, what an amazing job.
Oh, thanks so much.
Yeah. Well, it's true. And
I'm honored and so excited.
Well, you should be. And so just to remind everybody, the Carafee is that incredible brand that we've been so just fortunate to create. I am just honored to have this brand in my namesake.
Yeah.
And K-E-R-R, of course, is with Carrie, and the APY comes from hair therapy. And you put it all together, and you've got Carafee. I feel like that children's show, the electric company, you put that or Sesame Street, you put this, you put that, I can see Rita Moreno now. So that kind of thing, yeah. So I want to thank everybody for helping to make this brand already iconic in its own right this incredible meteoric, rise. And so all of the distributors who have been coming through Carafee.com has been just incredible. And just, we are so excited. The most important thing for me is that community is involved. Community.
Yes.
Being able to look right.
Yes. With me as well, Carrie, I was just getting ready to say that definitely for me as well, because I'm so excited to be able to get out there. And to me, it's all about helping people. It's all about changing the lives of people that are, just getting out there, exposing them to the products, seeing their change by their use of
and
the products
that work. And so it's a product that works with a business that works in the community and for the community. So that is the key. And that's unusual these days to me. So this is something, being a distributor, and we try to talk to folks about distributorships, and we've got great friends and colleagues in the industry, and they have this and that, and that's wonderful. We support them and love them very much. But we got to remind folks that this is really what it's all about. It's a multi-billion dollar industry. And we want to make sure that just as you hear every day Maggie Anderson say, it's only less than, 3%, but makes it back
3%.
To us.
Yes, 3%.
Yes, that's a pretty high estimate. Most folks say it's less than that. So we want to change that dynamic.
That's right.
And
we have
recognized.
To be the change. Right.
Exactly. And that takes hard work and labor and stuff that we've got to put in. Otherwise, it's not going to just happen. So that's something that I wanted to definitely get out there.
But so worth it, because we're making a difference in our community. And that's definitely where the difference needs to take place, in our community.
Exactly.
So,
and you know what?
Very
we welcome everybody. Like, me
yes,
too.
We
I tell everybody.
Yes, we're inclusive.
I say that
we're definitely inclusive.
We're inclusive. The show, everything that we do is for everybody to enjoy. But we are still inspired by women of color, by people of color. And and we want to get that kind of recognition. I think it's happening. So shouting out to everybody.
Too.
Yeah, I want to shout out to everybody who's helped to make this a success. And one of the other topics. Yeah, I agree. Now, you've got to admit, we've already started with our incredible kickoff today of music tributes from the decades. So this is really spanning across the decades on a different note for everybody, because we started with the 70s, and that's this whole week. We're looking at some of the biggest music acts, including Cheryl Lynn, Earth, Wind & Fire, and so many other popular acts from the 1970s. And then next week, we are taking a look at the 1980s. So those have already, and so forth and so on, and then the following week, the 90s, and then on to the 2000s. And so, so they have been really talking about these great folks and this music that we have pretty much, a lot of folks have forgotten about because you don't get to hear it so often. And yes, you can get on the internet now and pick a song, but There's so much fun to it when we play it on the show, because
yes.
we'll be talking about something in particular, and then what happens, your favorite song that you had forgotten all about plays, or you're
and
introduced to a new song.
It brings back memories when you play those old songs. Yeah.
It really does. And that's what we use it for on the show. We use it to shape a feeling, to create a feeling, and we are
right.
just going to just let you have it with our incredible look back over the decades in music. And
I
so
think it's
get
a lot
ready.
Of fun.
Yeah, I think so too.
I'm ready.
So get ready. We are just, this is just going to be a big, big part of it. And, you know, we're honored. So thank you so much, folks. Now, don't forget, wanted to also, yes, remind everybody that we have the Hair Radio Online community. So if you are not a member already, you can be by simply going to HAIRadio.com and signing up. It's totally free. It doesn't cost a dime. You get to read some incredible stories, find out what's happening, stay abreast of what's happening in the world of hair and beauty and also current events and all kinds of other things we put there. So it's really terrific for everybody. There are categories that folks have their own pages, their group pages that you can really, you know, kind of sink your teeth into. And we want you to be part of that. And that really, that means something. So we're all members of the Hair Radio Online community, and we do articles and all of that. So again, please sign up, and, you know, we'll be excited. Not to mention we have a online store there, a gift shop that you can buy wonderful T-shirts, mugs, and so much more. And it's a great honor. So
yeah.
I love the store. How about you, Nicole?
I do, too. I do love it. Love it.
And
love
you have your
it.
Own
we have
mug
so
there.
Much to offer, yes. That's what I was going to say.
Yes.
Go there and get your Girl Power mug, your T-shirt. Also, Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins.
Yeah.
He also has a mug and T-shirts, and we have journals.
Yeah,
we
and
we
want to shout
shirts.
Out Vet Talk.
So
yes.
much more.
They, Michael will be up in just a bit this morning. And then his Vet Talk Radio show, he's still in the second season, which is just really getting underway and doing such
yes.
a great job. So we're so excited. So, you know, this, let me just officially say, got to go ahead and tell everybody, it's Tuesday, October 25th of 2022. It's our show number 774. I'm Carrie Hines with Nicole Marie. And we're just
yeah.
so excited. So lots of
Very
good stuff.
Excited.
We're gonna have, yeah, we're going to have everybody to just stay tuned, stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. And we're going to just, we've got a few surprises. So don't go anywhere, Nicole Marie. Great job.
I'm right
Great
here.
Job. All right. All right, folks, stay with us. We've got more to come.
shaking up tonight. Ooh, show you how to party right.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines. Stay tuned.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And welcome back to The Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday, October 25th of 2022. It is our show number 774. It is mid-show, about 7:37 in the morning, New York time, 6:37 if you're out in Central Time Zone. I want to bring to the line my incredible colleague and co-host. You're going to hear from Michael a little bit more in detail. Michael on the Vet Talk Radio Show, we're going to talk a little bit about that. I want to kind of get everybody on the line. And out of Jacksonville, Michael, good morning again. Just want to hear your voice. Make sure you're
good
there.
Good morning. Happy mid-show.
Okay, remember, jump on in now. Yes, indeed. All right. Yes, happy mid-show. And I want to bring Blue out of Jacksonville, Florida, to the line. So we've got Michael, we've got Blue, our incredible panel this morning, who's kind of helping us to keep the lines flowing here at Hair Radio on this Tuesday morning. In New York, it's a little, I don't know, dreary, if you will, gray and foggy, and all kinds of weather crazy stuff going on. So, Blue, now you speak of weather. You were a little bit under the weather the last time we checked in before our little production break. So, how are you these days?
These days, I am trying to stay warm. And it's 48 here today, so it's cold.
Oh, that's cold.
Mm-hmm.
I've
never heard
that. It's cold.
Been warmer in New York.
Florida.
Pretty
wow.
much. Yeah, we've been dealing
that's
with some cold here in Florida. It was 31 last week.
Wow. You know what? You need
like,
to come up to New York.
Huh?
I know. Wow, I mean, here
I
in
said,
New
yeah,
York, it's not
Florida.
Even that chilly.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's shocking. I didn't
here.
Even really know it got, I'm surprised, I didn't know it gets cold like that there, maybe on occasion, but you guys still soar up during the day. You soar up to that nice warmth. Now, I've got to talk a little bit. We have not had a chance in days to talk about my favorite candles. We're talking about Divine Energy Candles. DivineEnergyCandles.com. Let me just get that on out. Luxury line. Tell us, first, we usually do, and I know going into November and the end of this week is our Halloween show on Friday. So you got a lot to get into, I know, because on Friday we're going to talk about our wonderful Halloween candles. So we can't wait for that. But today you always do a scent of the day, Blue, and I know we're not going to talk to death this morning because I know you're not, your voice, you know, you're just kind of getting back on track.
you know. So so go ahead. Yes, we want to hear all about the scent of the day from Divine Energy Candles and Blue, the proprietor of this incredible business. So tell us all about what you've got planned today.
All right, Carrie. Well, today I have a wonderful Christmas wintry, let's say wintry scent. And it's, I say wintry because when you hear of blue spruce, you
right.
got to get your mindset for Christmas. Have you ever hiked out into the winter woods to cut your own Christmas tree? Well, if you have blue spruce.
We have a fake blue, one, so no.
Okay.
But
so blue spruce makes you feel like you did.
Yeah, yeah, well, back home, yeah, that'd be called stealing.
Yeah, they still do that.
Maybe at your home, Michael. We didn't do that in our neighborhood. I come from North Philadelphia. We don't know anything about that. But go ahead, Blue.
Okay,
but,
well, blue spruce will make
that.
You feel like you just did, for sure.
Okay.
It's more complex than the traditional Douglas fir. This fragrance has a bright, punchy character that truly captures the spirit of the holiday season. Now, this fragrance is filled with natural essential oils, including cedar oil, clove leaf oil, fir needle oil, western red cedar oil, spearmint leaf, and eucalyptus leaf. This fragrance will sure capture and put you in the mood for Christmas, which is right around the corner, because November is hitting us quicker, and this year is coming to a close faster than anybody can even imagine.
Exactly.
The top note. The top note for our fragrance is eucalyptus and mint. The middle note is spruce, moss, and evergreen. And the base note is cedar and amber. So you guys really, if you're a Christmas lover, you will really, really love this scent.
Yeah, we.
And if you love
well,
the smell
we,
of pine.
I'm raising my hand. I am blue. I have to tell you, I'm raising my hand. That sounds so good. And it's just the scent, what you're able to create in us. From describing it is incredible. I'm a big fan of Christmas. It was just announced that Mariah Carey, who is now the queen of Christmas, she's coming to New York with a special show, and it just puts me so much in the mind of Christmas. And all I could think of was singing Christmas songs. Even this morning, I was like, okay, it's too early for me to play them on the show. You guys know we're doing
it's
a special
never too soon to start paying Christmas.
Well, you know,
bring it out.
We definitely will. We're gonna kick off our Christmas season around Thanksgiving time. So I'm real excited about that. And we have to. We'll likely start with Mariah Carey.
Oh, that sounds real good.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds real good.
Blue, Michael, I've got to tell you guys, we have we've been really doing quite a few decades for the month of November, and we started a little earlier. So we've ushered in songs of the decades, and we're talking about music from the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and the 2000s. And I've got to tell you, I have a confession. I've never played songs of the 70s on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We've never done that. And, and there is a very specific reason why it was not done. And that is because, you know, we had heard, I had heard from not our fans, but from others who would say, oh, don't play old music. Oh, don't play this music. Don't play that music. I've heard so much. And so I was always a little bit reluctant to put on great songs, hit songs that we love just as much. You know, most of us, we've heard them through our parents or when we were little kids or even in new TV shows, they have played songs. And not to mention the rap artists who go and dig up all those songs and make them new again. I just love it, and I said, you know what? I remember there was a young lady who was on a game show called The Gong Show. And so you guys, unless you're really of a certain age, you're not going to even know what the heck I'm talking about. But, it was a show called The Gong Show. And she was a competitor on there where they would come out, and it was like a little talent show. But it was a comedic talent show. It wasn't like real serious, like that American Idol type stuff. It was really a little silly.
Right.
Yeah, it was a fun, silly type show. And Cheryl Lynn, she came out there and sang. That woman could sing. Good grief. I've never heard it. I mean, she could just go to town. And so we've been honoring her today, playing some of her amazing hits. She's still out there. And we've been playing some of her great hits. We kicked off the show with Encore and, of course, Shake It Up Tonight. I love her Georgie Porgy that she sang with the original. I love Faith Hill's version, but I also love this version with the incredible Cheryl Lynn. So we're going to be playing her music. And then next week, we're doing a little bit more of a continuation because we are going into, once we get into November, we'll start off with Earth, Wind, and Fire and their mini hits and so many others. And then the following week, we'll do the 80s, and then the week after that, the 90s, and so forth and so on. So real good stuff. So, Blue, now, Blue, and did you not say before that your dad's music, he was listening to some of these hits?
Everything you, when I got on this morning, I said, you put me right there with my dad, because, you know, I lost my father earlier last year. I lost my father.
I didn't realize that,
right,
Blue.
This morning, brought me right to him. I was like, yes, I said, look at Carrie playing your music. Yes, he loved that lady. Yeah. All them songs
yeah,
his name, I used to hear all the time.
I
am looking, you know, Carrie, I'm looking forward to it because, yeah, those 70s, 80s, and 90s.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Those were the three decades that, raising kids, growing up, and, I'm looking forward to hearing that. Earth, Wind, and Fire.
That's right, especially Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It just brings back good memories. That was the first band I ever saw in concert with my girlfriend, who now is my wife. And the funny thing about it, 40, I think it was about in the early 2000s, mid-2000s, my kids actually gave me tickets to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire in Chicago down here in Virginia. And it was almost like, I think it was about 40 years to the day that my wife and I went to see them in concert as teenagers. And that was just, it was so funny. I mean, it was raining and everything. And I told my wife, we ain't leaving. I'll just use an umbrella or cover ourselves up because this, it just brings back so many memories of the 70s and the platform shoes and the all that stuff. And, you know, I love it.
Well,
I love it. I am looking forward to it.
Well, when I listen to the music now, like I'm watching TV each day, and there was just an artist who she released an album this week, and she just, honest to goodness, I won't say her name, but she just, to me, it sounds like she's talking when, you know, I'm expecting to hear notes and singing. And I said, wow, can you imagine Cheryl Lynn being on par with, you know, somebody who can't sing a lick and is selling millions of records? Sad.
Whole different world nowadays when it comes to the music field.
Yeah, but at least we have this great legacy of artists like Cheryl Lynn, like Prince and Michael and Whitney, and folks who can actually hold a note and not some cornball stuff that they're trying to equate people, folks who can't sing a lick. And to me, the people who, you know, these young folks don't really know what great singing is because was cultivated for them to appreciate folks who can't sing. So we're going to keep playing Cheryl Lynn, and we're going to keep playing all these folks, we're going to have a lot of fun. But I enjoyed that. I was just sitting here grooving with Cheryl Lynn this morning, so we're going to keep it moving. So I've got to get back to you on this, Blue. So I'm excited. I want to say thank you so much from DivineEnergyCandles.com. We appreciate everything that you're doing. And I really appreciate that, you know, I just didn't expect Blue to be on this morning. I'm like, well, I know we're not going to hear from Blue today. And here she is, the trooper.
I do the best I can. I got to take care
of
you first.
Done.
I come through when I, you know, when I feel like I'm feeling, because you can still hear it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's hard to hide it, you know what I mean? But I'm doing the best I can, and I hope, you know.
No, no, you sound amazing. And that's what I wanted to do, is say thank you on behalf of the fans, because we appreciate the effort. And so that's what. Yeah, that's what makes Divine Energy Candles just stand out all the more. And to me, I appreciate you doing the show, because there is an old show business saying, and I don't know if you've heard it before, I don't know if Michael Hopkins has heard it, but it goes something like this. The show must go.
Must go on.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely, Carrie. The show must go on.
I go way, way back.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Michael. Thank you so much for that. So we're just going to have a great time. And listen, today we have just some great things going on. I'm so excited. I really am. Because Vet Talk, you normally come on, Michael, around 8:30 Eastern time on Tuesdays.
Hey.
Tuesdays is usually 8:30. You guys know Michael Hopkins is literally... you pretty much get into the middle of the second season for your show within a show right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We do the Vet Talk Show Tuesdays at 8:30. However, today you're getting a little bit of bonus time, Mr. Michael Hopkins. Your show will get started today at about a quarter after 8, so about 8:15 New York time, 7:15 if you're in the Central Time Zone. And we're excited. It's going to go all the way from about 8:15 all the way clear to 9 o'clock. I cannot wait to get into this with you. So we're going to talk a little bit more about what you've got in store. And we're going to keep things moving this morning. I'm going to work this on in, and then we'll be right back. I want to get a little bit more. Blue, we're going to check in with you, Michael Hopkins. This is one of my super favorite guys. Do Not Budge. It's only about 3 minutes, and I love this song. It is the one and only Georgie Porgy. Stay with us.
It's not your situation. I just need contemplation. I'm not so systematic, it's just that I'm an addict for your love. Nothing I wanna hold you, I never ever should have told you, you're my only girl. I'm not the only one that holds you, I never ever should have told you.
Girl,
Root Rock Salon. Healthy roots, healthy hair. Our expert stylists will help you shine naturally beautiful. We offer everything from hydrating shampoo, conditioning hair mask, oil steam treatments to lock in the cuticle and an array of natural styles and programs to promote healthy hair growth using professional products. Book your consultation today online at RootsRockSalon.com. Visit us at 72 Harrison Avenue, West Orange, New Jersey, or call us at 973-957-7800.
Buy your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Carrie Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Purple Barbie, yes, it is Tuesday morning, October 25th of 2022. It's our show number 774. We are broadcasting live. I'm in Brooklyn, New York. I want to bring back Michael Hopkins to the line, the illustrious host from Vet Talk Radio Show. Michael, you're down in Spotsylvania, Virginia. I'm in New York, but we've got a lot to talk about. We've got a lot to talk about this morning. You have a great show coming up. It's a bonus show at about 8:15 this morning. New York time, 7:15 if you're in Central Time Zone. What can you tell us about today's show, Michael? What can you tell us about that talk radio show?
Wow. For today's show. Today's show is going to be really good. And we're going to dive into a lot of veterans out there have a lot of frustration when it comes to filing. And
exactly.
A lot of frustration. And there's a point in time, Carrie, that some of us just give up or we stop. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to be talking about some of the reasons why a veteran would stop filing for compensation in the system.
Yes, and this is important. This is not why they never filed. That's a different show. That's a different topic. This is the ones who have started filing claims for compensation, and then some miraculous reason we don't know, and they stop. And so, so you're going to really pull back these layers on this and delve into this topic. And so we're going to spin off in just a little bit, to prepare for your show today. And we're real excited. Michael, this is your episode number 6 of the second season. So you are just packing them on.
Wow. So true.
And I'm really excited.
Once again, I would just love to just thank, the fans of Vet Talk, the fans of the Hair Radio Network, the families, just the people, because this has been such a ride, and it's been such an honor to help all the people out there, my veteran brothers and sisters, that sometimes they
and their families, Michael.
Yeah, and their families. And, it's something like you always say, Carrie. There are lots of just everyday people out here that know veterans. And they're starting to understand through Vet Talk Radio Show the struggles that we go through as veterans. Because I have people that are not veterans, and they talk to me. People I meet, they say,
I'm kind of raising both hands on this, Michael, because I was unaware. I was also someone who believed that, the veterans, I'm not a veteran. I've never been in any type of service. But I just assumed, and again, that word, I just assumed that the veterans must be taken care of. Why should I care? Oh, the veterans are okay. So that was probably the mindset that I had back then. Probably not so bleak because I also care about folks. But I have to say, I was totally, once you started doing this Vet Talk Radio show and literally painted the picture so clearly and vividly of folks who have served this country in the most selfless manner I could ever think of. And then to come back home or to be connected to regular American society and folks just, not so appreciative. And it's not everybody. There are a lot of us who are just, we love the ground the veterans walk on. And that's just the way it is.
I have a lot of people, a lot of times, Carrie.
Right?
I have a lot of people that, I wear, my hat that says I'm a disabled veteran. And I have a lot of people come up to me. They thank you for your service, sir. They shake my hands. And it's such an honor and a privilege that I don't take lightly when people say that to me. And I have a lot of other veterans that come up to me, and we thank each other for our service, for the sacrifice that we did. The things, it doesn't have to be, a lot of people think, it has to be combat. A lot of us veterans think that, but it's not necessarily so. Just the idea.
You're going to get into all of this, Michael, in just a bit, I know. So we're going to send you off in a couple minutes because Michael Hopkins will be with you to really bring up the rear today on this show. Mike, I want to jump right in. I have to make some program announcements. I want to say, just changing gears for one quick moment, Coming up this week, we have some powerhouses joining us. So I don't know how you're going to be able to hold yourself down here. On Wednesday show from 8 to 9, we have some folks joining us for the first time. I'm super excited. We'll tell you all about her a little bit more as we move along. She'll be joining us tomorrow from 8 to 9, named Marie Antoinette Tickler. So she'll be with us. Then on Thursday, we're going to have back with us the one and only Cheryl Morrow. And you guys know she's the daughter of legendary hair innovator and creator, Dr. Willie Morrow. And she'll be with us on Thursday morning, special broadcast from 7 to 8. And then 8 o'clock from 8 to 9, we're going to have our entire panel, including Dr. Paul Dyer, joining us. And we're hoping, and I have an announcement on that. We're adding some hairstylists, and you guys can call in live. Of course, we'll be on that entire 8 o'clock hour. Takiya is joining us. Takiya Chase Smith is also joining us. You know, she's Cami Love's mom and an author and a hairstylist as well. And she's going to be weighing in as well on this whole talk that that Cheryl is going to get into on Thursday's show. And so I'm excited. Friday we got some surprises in store. So we've got an action-packed line up ready for everybody.
Yeah. Looking forward to it, Carrie, huh? Looking forward to it.
Me too. Now, we were talking about some of the things that happened this morning. So, Michael, I don't know what time you tuned in to the broadcast. You guys out there know we're from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern. That's really is 5 days a week, but we're live Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday morning. We kicked off today's show with the incredible Cheryl Lynn and her hit record Encore this morning. Followed that up with Shake It Up Tonight and Georgie Porgy, where she sang the part on Georgie Porgy. So all that was Cheryl Lynn. And just so have you been enjoying your throwback to the 70s this morning, Michael Hopkins?
Oh, yes, Carrie. Almost made me want to pull out my platform shoes. You know, I still have them back in
Michael,
Philly.
Yes, and I think you're still wearing those shoes.
Oh, yeah. I still got my platform shoes and my gold chain.
Well, listen, I think that's just awesome. And remember, we just think so very highly of it. And we love it. And this is the very first time, like I was telling folks, that we really played music from the 70s. We've never really done that on the show. So you may think we had, but we really didn't. So today was really historical in that for us on this show and on our broadcast. Then we led in with the 2022 in review, so the year in review. We actually covered and we had the incredible Siobhan this year from Ruth Rock Salon. You guys heard her commercial earlier, and she was my guest co-host and did just such a great job. We're going to shout her out this morning. So thank you, Siobhan. Great job on the wonderful.
Fantastic.
Well, it wasn't even a. You heard Michael? Did you hear it?
Oh, most definitely. That you know, the year in review. That was. Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, it just made me kind of, you know, some things kind of made me laugh, some things kind of made me cry with some of the greats that you guys talked about. And, you know, a lot of those people that you talked about, I grew up watching their movies or watching, you know, the things that they did.
Yeah.
I mean, it was beautiful, Carrie. But you know.
I thank you.
They're still in film, and they're still there. And it's an honor and a pleasure.
Continue.
Yeah, they still have a legacy.
And that's why the Hair Radio Morning Show, we do things like that. We have organic programming, and we just thank everybody. And I love that we have our different folks who check in with us, like Mary Reed Johnson from out, you know, from St. Louis area, what have you, and
Siobhan
this year from New Jersey, and we just have amazing Takiya, and just everybody is a part of our big family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we love it. We're very grateful, very fortunate to have it set up like that. So listen, coming up in just a bit, we've got Michael. You are going to be getting in. We're sending you off now so that you can kind of get ready for your show. So we'll be checking in with you in just a bit when you take over the mic. So folks, yeah, so stay with us. We've got a lot more to get into this morning. Stay with us.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I am actually out and about in New York City on this very, very special occasion that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. Today, we are welcoming back to the show a gentleman who is friends with just about everybody in show business. He knows them all, and you guys know him. We're talking about Mr. Lon L. Williams. I know, first of all, welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Sorry, it's a pleasure to be back. I really shouldn't be eating this early in the morning,
No, that's right. It's 6 in the morning. Yeah, no, it's very early, but that's okay. Yeah, it's early, but that's okay. We're out and about.
Always a pleasure to be back, and when I'm in New York, I love getting the opportunity to catch up with you and hang out. It's always a blast. So,
listen, the last time you were on the show, okay, it was a while ago. But I remember this because you were actually talking about you had a special meeting, we're going to say, with some big stars. I remember you were out with Jay Leno. I remember you were out with John Travolta.
Correct.
Now, you had a very special talk with John. What do you think he would be saying in that we just recently lost Miss Olivia Newton-John?
He did a very beautiful post on social media. I don't know if you saw it or not. If you haven't, you really should. I mean, it was very heartfelt. He's just a great guy. And it's interesting because when I was with him, he and Jay Leno, we were filming a show on a private jet where we were flying from Burbank to his house in Florida.
Right.
So we got to land on this private runway and go to his house. It was absolutely amazing. And his wife was still alive at that time, and they were just so hospitable and so wonderful. And then shortly after that, he lost his wife.
Right.
Kelly Preston to cancer. And then now Olivia Newton-John. So, you know, it hits home for him, but he's always, I tell him when I'm around him, I say, you know, you're the coolest guy in the universe. And so, but because he's always just so warm and genuine and heartfelt, he is like, if you need somebody in your corner, you want John Travolta, because he's just by humanity at its highest.
Well, listen, thank you for sharing a moment. We know how much you enjoyed your experiences and your time with John. And just want to say thank you while we're out and about. It's always, what you're hearing is New York City, folks, and we are so appreciative for that. We're actually kind of enjoying ourselves out here. And this is Mr. Lonell's first trip back to New York in a while. And we've placed an order for quite a bit of comida. And we've got more to ask him about right here. So hold it, Lonell. Before we let you go this morning, we want to also just take a moment. You are always connected with everybody who's anybody. You were in New York City
You actually were at GMA. Talk to us about that, because why were you at GMA? We're going to just put it on out there.
I went there because Megan Thee Stallion was going to be there. So it's so funny because, you know, they do this summer concert series every Friday. And so at the beginning of the summer, or whenever spring, whenever they release the list of the bookings, I go on and see if there's one that I want to attend, and then I immediately hit up my contact, right?
And now he's got friends at GMA.
So shout out to Janeska and Cameron. They always take great care of me, VIP hookup, everything, you know. There's no waiting in line, all that stuff. But that's what I came to New York for. And I ended up extending my trip and then seeing all of these fabulous shows. And then getting a chance to catch up with you. So it's been wonderful.
Thank you, LW. Now, everybody knows you're great friends with the one and only Miss Oprah Winfrey. So we've got to ask you, what is Oprah up to these days?
Oprah is still very busy. She works every day. But she's really doing a lot more on her own platforms through her magazine, a digital magazine, she's producing also the Color Purple film, the musical.
Right.
They just finished rapping, and she was down in Atlanta for that. She's always got something up in the pipeline. And she's got a couple other movie projects that she's producing as well. She stays busy. She's booked and busy. Whether you see her, whether she's like on a mainstream platform or doing her own thing behind the scenes, just trust and believe she's still like a conduit to changing the world.
Well, listen, we just love catching up with you and the idea of living vicariously through you and all these folks. Lonel, thank you so much. And what's next for you?
I'm back to traveling, so that part is a wonderful thing. And really just trying to finalize my story. So, you know, people have been asking me about that for so long. So I'm getting closer.
And I hope I'm a part of that story.
Be careful what you wish for.
This is true.
We go back a long way, so you might want to rephrase that.
We'll be editing this part out. Well, no, I just have to say thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. Thank you.
Right. What's that from 3LWTV? Stand in
your light.
On that note, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right, it's time for the Vet Talk Radio Show, Michael Hopkins. So today, Michael, I know you have been working on a brand new topic for all of the veterans, and I want to be the very first to say welcome. And, of course, we want to welcome and salute all of the veterans, all of the fans of the Vet Talk Radio Show. We're excited for what you have on tap today. So why don't you go ahead, tell everybody what you have planned.
Well, Karen, I kept asking myself a question, and then that's what made me decide to do this episode. And my question was, why some veterans do not file for compensation? And it was just kind of bugging me, because this is something that all of us can file for. And that's how this particular episode came about.
Okay. So that makes me think really quickly. So the whole thing is that every veteran, or should every veteran file, I guess is what I'm trying to say, conversely, is it that every veteran, in your opinion, should file a claim? I'm just trying to sort this out.
Just trying to wrap your head around it, right?
Right.
Right. Well, pretty much, and this is just Michael Hopkins, a veteran, my humble opinion is this, Gary Hahn.
Yes.
Fellow veteran, my humble opinion is this. If you, as a veteran, had some injuries or illnesses while you were on active duty in the armed forces of America, you should look at filing for compensation. It's just that simple. This is something that, as veterans, we're entitled to this. It's part of our serving this country.
you get hurt, injured, illness, et cetera, while you're on active duty, you're supposed to file for compensation. It's just that simple.
Well, Michael, that's a good point. So are there some veterans who may feel that they don't have to file at all for different reasons? I guess that's what you're covering today.
Right. And they are, Karen.
Wow.
There are some veterans that don't want to file.
Well, I can't
wait to
hear.
And I just want to clear the air here. That's what
all
I want
right.
to do. I just want to, yeah.
Clarify. All
that's
right.
The good, that's the word.
All right. Well, take it away, Michael, please.
You know, Karen, I find that, believe it or not, there are some veterans that don't know. They don't know where to start filing. They have no idea. They don't know if there's a form or forms or who to go see. And that's the problem. They don't know.
So who should they see first, or what is the first step for them to do?
The first step for the average veteran is to determine one very simple thing. Did you get hurt or injured or had an illness while you were on active duty? That's the first step to determine that. The way you're going to determine that, or one way to determine that, is your service treatment records, or as civilians would call it, your medical records when you're on active duty. Your medical records clearly show if you went on, we call it sick call or sick bay or different words like that. But basically, did you have something that happened to you when you were in service of this country and you went to see a doctor, basically, like you were in the military? If you did, there's a record of it. And if there's a record of it, you as a veteran, you have a very good start in the filing process, because there is a medical record showing that something happened to you while you were on active duty. That's the key thing, Carrie, being on active duty. That's the key word.
Okay, well, I've written that down. That's interesting. Wow. Okay. So now, Michael, let's get into that a little bit further then. So you said the first step is to, you know, make sure, ask yourself, did you get hurt in service? And then make sure that they have this record. And what's the next step? Is that where it comes to the application aspect? Because as you pointed out, many of them may not know where to even go.
Right. They may not, a lot of them don't know where to start. And there are, and we've talked about this on several occasions.
Right.
And one of the places to start in the application process is the 21-526EZ form. It's a VA form. There are several ways that they can find this form as a veteran. Also, Carrie, there's another aspect of this. If a veteran doesn't feel comfortable finding forms and doing all this, they have other options. One of the other options that they have is you have state-certified veteran services officers that can help you file as a veteran. There's state organizations. There are 50 states here in the United States, plus there are territories and the District of Columbia. Within all of those places, there is an organization on the state level. They have offices all across. They're not hard to find. You can ask other veterans. You can look in on the internet, and you will find someone to help you file. And also, there are organizations like the Disabled American Veterans the American Legion. There are organizations like that that provide, now here's the key word, Carrie Hines, I want you to listen carefully, free, F-R-E-E, free services.
That's
a veteran
amazing.
Does not, and I have to make this point here too, Carrie, a veteran does not have to pay anyone to help them file for compensation. Period.
Okay, Michael, then let me ask a question. Are there folks who charge veterans for that service? Because if
yes.
there are, that's what we need to be aware of. Okay.
Right. There are people that are either authorized by the Department of Veteran Affairs to help veterans with claims, and there are some people that are not authorized by the Department of Veteran Affairs, and they help people file, prepare and file claims for compensation. And that's where the gray area comes in. Veterans
well,
have to be very careful.
Well, tell us about the ones who are authorized, Michael.
The authorized ones, there are two types. One are the attorneys, and there are claims agents. The attorneys, obviously, attorneys, lawyers, they're certified by the Department of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. to help veterans file claims for compensation.
Okay.
The claims agents, and here's the difference, Carrie. The claims agents go through a certification process through the Department of Veteran Affairs in Washington, D.C. Once they pass the certification process and the Department of Veteran Affairs certifies them, they can also represent veterans in the gathering of evidence and the pursuing of filing for compensation.
So now, are they compensated by the organization or the government, those folks who are authorized?
Actually, they are, and also they also can make agreements with the veteran. There's a certain percentage that they are allowed to charge, and it has to be authorized. You know, it just has to be authorized by the Department of Veteran Affairs. You can't, say for example, they can't charge a veteran 50% of their earnings once they're awarded compensation. I mean, that's just, you can't do that.
Right,
but there are certain rates that they can do.
Okay, got it. Okay, well, this is good. I don't think we've ever broken it down this far, Michael, but we need
no,
it
No, I don't think we have, Carrie. I really don't. I don't think we have. But it's good for veterans to know because
Absolutely.
There are some unscrupulous people out there. And I mean,
well,
I've run into them myself.
Everybody's doing the right thing, Michael.
Yeah, that's the main thing. You know, it's just, I'd hope and I pray that you have people out here helping veterans. You know, that's what we're
and
all about here.
That's exactly, you took the words out of my mouth, Michael Hopkins.
Right.
That's what the Vet Talk Radio Show is all about. And Michael, while we're at it, I have to make a disclaimer. You are not, your radio show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, is not affiliated with any organization. So this is not one of any of those kinds of things, and I just wanted to be the first to say that, any government agency or otherwise. So let me just safely say that. The Vet Talk Radio Show is a standalone project for Michael Hopkins and something that we've been able to do successfully, and you are just marching along in your second season. So, Michael Hopkins, please continue.
Believe it or not, Carrie, there are some veterans that think other veterans deserve the compensation more than they do, believe it or not. There are some veterans like that. They say,
That makes sense to me, though. Because
and
they
it's very
feel
noble.
Yeah, it's incredibly noble because they may feel that that somebody else is more injured or has something, you know, that they're going through more challenging than they are. And so they feel that that money that that they're receiving, that they don't feel entitled to as much as the next guy. And what do you say to those kind of veterans, Michael, which I just can't say enough how much I just love hearing that. But what do you say to them?
Right. My hat goes off to vets
Absolutely.
Like that. And my thought
Absolutely.
Pattern was like that until I began to understand one thing. Congress and Senate sets money aside every year for veterans, for the Department of Veteran Affairs, for the hospital system, for all of this. So there's more than enough money to go around for veterans. It's more than enough money. There are more than enough programs set aside for veterans. So it doesn't matter, you know, who deserves what, who doesn't. That's immaterial. There's more than enough money there. And a lot of veterans don't know that. They think it's like a finite amount of money every year, and it's not. It's just an infinite amount of money that they have that's set aside. So go for it. That's what I tell most of the vets I run into when they say things like this to me. I tell them, look, man, you need to go for it. You need to because you deserve it. It's not like we're begging for the money, Kerry. We're not begging for it. We served our country. And in the process of serving our country, something happened. We got injured. We had some kind of illness. There was an injury. There was something that happened to us. And it altered our lives forever. It altered our lives. So that's my take on it.
Well, I love that, and I think that that's just as noble in a sense because you are entitled to and you deserve it. And that's
right.
The thing. We got to remember we deserve this for those
so
veterans.
True.
Yeah.
So true.
So I'm not a veteran, but I feel like I'm a veteran in spirit on this show.
Oh, yes,
so
sir. You're an honorary veteran.
Well, listen, I just really salute all of you guys out there. It just means a lot. And to the fans and even to, you know, folks who tune in, we have a lot of folks who just listen from the Hair Radio show side. And we're just so excited because they know veterans. They are. Many of our folks over there are veterans. So
true.
It's wonderful. So what you're doing is really shining a light. And that's why we have nicknamed Michael the King of Claim. So great job. And please continue, Michael Hopkins.
Believe it or not, Kerry Hines, there are some veterans out here that have been told by other veterans and maybe even some organizations, you know, that are veteran-oriented, that they were either too old or too young to file for compensation, believe it or not.
That's awesome.
That's just beyond me. That's beyond me. I've seen veterans, believe it or not, Terry Hines, I've seen veterans, World War II veterans, finally filing for compensation and getting it. I've seen the younger ones in their early 20s that were hurt in these last wars that we've had, really hurt. You know, guys under 30, and they're 100%. Permanent and totaled. You know, they're getting the maximum money they could get as a veteran.
The maximum compensation.
Right, maximum compensation. So you're never too old, you're never too young to file for compensation.
Wow.
Michael, you are really, if you guys are just joining us, I think it's a good time to revisit what this episode is all about. And again, it's why some veterans do not file for compensation. And we're hoping by the end of this show, every veteran will be filing for compensation should they need it. So, Michael Hopkins, great, great topic today. I've learned a lot already, and I think this is very new. For some reason, this feels very fresh, so great job.
Now, Carrie, would you believe, once again, there are organizations and there are other veterans out here, and they tell other veterans that, hey, man, you know, it's too late, you know, the money for filing claims is gone, you know, as if the government has a quota of filing for compensation, and if you didn't make that quota for the year, you can't file.
And so this is a misinformation campaign.
Yep, misinformation. Oh. It's just another myth. As we used to call it in the military, we used to call it like the rumor mill. That's what we used to call it.
Right. Well, that's what it is. Because
that's exactly what it is. It is. It's never too late. And I just want to emphasize that to our veteran, our fans out here and their families. It's never too late to file.
And can we pass that along to everybody in life? Those are the words that we all need to live by.
Right. That's never too late to do things.
Exactly. Good job, Michael Hopkins. All right.
And, Carrie, like you said,
never too late.
Right.
Never too late.
I've seen Korean War veterans file, Vietnam veterans file. It's never too late. And another thing, Carrie, that veterans are told when it comes to the claims, the compensation, that it's too hard to get rated. Mm-hmm. It's too hard. You got to go through too much. It's hard. Now, they may have been true in the past, maybe in 40 years ago, 50 years ago, but now, the system that's in place now does the claims processing a lot faster than it was 30, 40, 50 years ago. It's a lot faster. The turnaround time, according to the VA, the Claims and Compensation section, and this is official, they have 125 days to adjudicate a claim. In other words, they're either going to grant the compensation or not grant the compensation. They have 125 days. They have to help you gather evidence. Even when you turn in evidence, they have to also gather evidence on your behalf as a veteran. And within 125 days, they're supposed to come up with a conclusion.
So that's roughly 4 months.
Right, yeah, in 4 months. And sometimes, Carrie, believe it or not, I've seen it go faster than that, believe it or not. It's getting to the point now, and I started about 4 years ago. In 2018, I started getting really serious about my compensation. And it's a lot faster now than it was 4 years ago.
That's what I was going to repeat and reiterate what you said, that it might have been in the past where it was perhaps, you know, more challenging to get things, you know, with these claims done and processed in the most, you know, expedient way. But you've come a long way, so to speak. Because things have been streamlined, and maybe technology has helped in a way.
Quite true.
So this is great. Michael Hopkins, this is one of my favorite shows. It's one of my favorite shows. I love the topic. I mean, you bring it every week, but this, for some reason, really is resonating. And I think it's going to benefit a lot of people.
Oh, yes. I'm just looking forward to when we get our feedback like we always do. We always get positive feedback to the Vet Talk radio show. Always.
Absolutely.
Always have vets, and they say, wow, you know, I was thinking about that, or I'm glad you touched on that. And a lot of these are the things they've been thinking about and talking to each other about. And guys talk to me about the same thing. And a lot of times I have to get them to understand. I just bring them the factual information. That's what I do.
Oh, great job.
And also, Kay, would you believe some veterans are told that if they become 100% as far as a rating, that they can no longer work a job, full-time or part-time job, if they get 100% disability?
Explain that, Michael. Tell us how, why, and all of that.
Well, once again, Carrie, you know, the rumors that are out there, and a lot of people get it confused when it comes to when you get the rating at 100%. And, you know, as we've talked about in previous shows, the rating goes from 0 to 100%. 100% is like the holy grail of being a veteran. You want to be at 100%. One, because that's where all the benefits are. The greater benefits as being 100% disabled American veteran. What happens, the 100% is actually broken down into different areas. And here's where the confusion comes in. And on previous shows, we've talked about TDIU, or the total disability based upon individual unemployability. Now, that's where you're paid at the 100% rating, but you're not 100%. Also, there are stipulations when you do the TDIU. One of the stipulations is you technically cannot work because of whatever it is that you have dictates you can't hold a job. That's what it dictates when you fall under TDIU, the total disability.
Wow.
And it's based on an individual being unemployable. Like, a good example would be if you have neck, back, hip injuries that are so severe, you can't hold a job. Or if you have mental health that's at the 70% level and you have just some disabilities in that area, which does not allow you to hold a steady job. Now, there is a, I guess you could call the word a caveat, or there is a little bit.
Well, caveat is probably the right word.
Believe it or not, Carrie, the VA does allow you to work even though you're technically you're disabled to the point where you can't work. They allow you to work up to whatever the poverty level is. That's one way. If the poverty level right now, say for example, is $14,000 a year, they will allow you to be 100% disabled veteran, getting individual unemployability, and basically they're allowing you to work a part-time job. Long as it stays within that $14,000, there's no heartburn. The government will let you do that. Now, there's a second reason they'll allow you to work. If you're in what they call a protected environment, and what that means, a protected environment is an environment that you, the veteran, works in
And good example would be your boss allows you to have certain liberties on the job that most employees don't have. Say, for example, you and I are working some type of job, and I have migraine headaches, I have some other issues. Well, I don't come in on Monday, whole week goes by, but I still get paid for Monday because my employer allows me the liberty of taking off certain times. Okay. And it's due to whatever disabilities that I have. If your employer allows you to do that, you could have a full-time job, still collect the individual unemployability 100%, and there's no problem.
Hmm. Wow, that's interesting.
Right, and a lot of veterans, as we've covered on other shows, a lot of veterans don't know that. That's where this myth comes in, that they can no longer work. You can't work. I've heard that so many times. I get 100%. Man, that means I can't work. But this is where they get the myth from.
Right.
You can work if you're 100%. And if it's under the IU, or individual unemployability, as long as you fit the guidelines, you can work.
And everything sounds to me like understanding what those guidelines are. And it just, you got to be informed. That's what my takeaway on this show, on this Vet Talk radio show, and every Vet Talk radio show with Michael Hopkins. The takeaway is that you need to be informed, and you kind of got to stay on top of it a little bit. So good stuff, Michael.
Every time.
Moving along. Yeah.
Now, moving along, Carrie, and I've ran into this one before. Believe it or not, there are some veterans that only believe that veterans that were combat veterans that went overseas can get compensation.
They don't believe. I kind of understand that too, because I think it kind of reminds me of one of the others that you mentioned at the top of your whole presentation today, and that was that they may feel that others are more entitled than they are, or that if they didn't see direct combat, and God knows, I'm sure you guys have other ways to say it, but perhaps that they may not be entitled to it. Or I guess maybe depending on what they did do, they may feel they
right.
So please explain it. Give us the real professional way to look at this.
The official way. Well,
yes.
A lot of times, unfortunately and regrettably, Carrie Hines, many veterans feel a little guilty that they didn't go overseas, they didn't go into combat, and they didn't do certain things. And we face that a lot of times in our vet groups, where we have combat and non-combat people in some of our veteran organizations.
Right.
And some people, you know, you got opposing sides. Some people say, well, you know, they shouldn't get any compensation because they didn't do what I did. Other veterans will say, look, all of us put on a uniform. We served our country. It doesn't matter, peacetime or wartime, if you got hurt. It doesn't matter. What matters is you put that uniform on, you rose your right hand, and you served your country. And I would say the majority of us that are veterans, that's the way we feel. You served. I don't care what you did in the military. Everybody had a job to do, and that job you did was very important. Sometimes when you stayed stateside, you allowed other people to go to the front lines. And sometimes when you went to the front lines, you had support back here in the rear, as we would call it, here in the States, that was helping fighting the war. So it doesn't matter. We all did a job. We all serve this great country of ours.
Wow. Well, I am so proud, Michael. I'm so very proud. This is just incredible. As always, everything. This is wonderful news.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what else have you got for us, Michael?
Oh, now here's one that's a real myth. Some veterans are actually told that only single veterans qualify for compensation, not married veterans, believe it or not.
Oh, really?
I've run into this one. Yeah, people, they believe all kinds of things instead of checking it out. You know, it was something that you said about being on top of things. And a lot of times as veterans, especially the older veterans, In the era a lot of us came through in the military, we did what we were told to do. We didn't question a whole lot. And it's the same way when you get out.
Wow.
We didn't question a whole lot. So a lot of us thought that the going to the VA hospital and all that, well, that was for those older guys. If we were younger, we thought, hey, that's for those older guys. Back when I was in, that was for, you know, those Vietnam vets that saw heavy combat or the guys right. that were Korean War or World War II guys. Those are the guys that go to the VA hospital because I'm still young. You know, I'm still a young guy. Or a lot of the ones, you know, they'll say, man, you know, only the single guys can go to that stuff. You can't go. You're married and you have a family. Why would you need to go to the VA hospital?
Mm.
But it's another myth.
Well, and you're busting those myths today.
Yes.
What?
Goodness. Yes, the myth busters.
The myth busters, all right.
And, yes. And now here is one that just, it tops many of these things that we've talked about here today. And I've had this happen to a friend of mine. And he was told in order for him to file for compensation, he had to have all his active duty military medical records before he could file for compensation. He had to have them, like the original ones or copies of them. That's what he was told. That is not true. A lot of veterans believe that one. That's one of the first things when I talk to vets, and one of the first things they'll say, and I'll ask them, do you have your copy or your original service treatment records? No, man, I don't have them. So, how am I going to file if I don't have my original service treatment records?
Well, you
see, Carrie Hines, built into the rules and the regulations of the VA and with claims and compensation for veterans, there is a rule that's called duty to assist.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rule. It's written down. They all know. On the claims and compensations, they have a duty to assist a veteran. Any veteran that files for compensation, they have a duty to assist. If you told them when you filed and you said, hey, I broke my arm when I was on active duty. I was in a cast for 6-8 weeks, and I had to go to rehab and all that.
Right.
They have a duty to go find your original service treatment records, a copy of it. They have a duty to do that and to check it out to see if, in fact, what you're saying actually happened.
Yes. Wow.
They're supposed to do that.
Duty to assist.
Duty to assist, and a lot of vets don't know that. So, therefore, what do they do, Carrie? They fail to file for compensation because somebody told them, well, you got to have your records, man. You can't file. And you can't do that. You can file.
I wish that you folks are taking the time to listen to the Vet Talk Radio Show. and or their family members or friends so that you can, you know, you can provide the information to them and they can then pass it along. You guys out there can pass it along directly to the veterans in your life. Very important. Very important stuff, Michael. Good show. Okay. Well, Michael, anything you want to kind of close out with this today? And I'm hoping this is going to be a topic that you continue with.
Yes, very much so, Carrie Hine. There will be a continuation of this because when I'm out here doing my research and talking to vets and asking questions, a lot of this comes up. And there's even more that comes up. And
it's going to be
in our series in the second season here.
You really shined the light on this today. Like I said, this is a topic that I'm happy to be made privy to. So I can only imagine for the veterans whom this will benefit so much and to their families. Well, Michael, I want to take a moment just to turn to something a little different. That ties into the Hair Radio Morning Show and the Caribbean, and about VTR distributors. Michael Hopkins, what can you tell us about what VTR, now VTR stands for Vet Talk Radio, so again, VTR distributors. Michael, can you just shine a little bit of an introduction on this, and we'll talk about this as well in the weeks to come?
Oh, yes. Yes, VTR distributors is something that I'm just looking forward to.
Yeah,
I've been introduced to the wonderful products with Caribbean, and this is just something that it caught my attention. I know it's going to help not only a lot of veterans and their families, it's also going to help many people out here. So I'm just looking forward to it. I'm excited. I am so excited.
And what Michael's talking about, guys out there, guys and gals, is that Caripy.com, if you go to Caripy.com, it's Kerapy.com, this is where Michael has an amazing new distribution company that set up that really gets that helps so many folks who are dealing with all kinds of hair loss issues and all of that. So we're so happy to welcome VTR distributors to our amazing Caripy family. And it's something that if you are having any kind of issue like that, you'll be able to reach out to Michael directly as well with VTR distributors and be introduced to Caripy. And again, you can go to Caripy.com as well. And we'll be talking about it in shows to come. Michael Hopkins, great episode. Good job.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Carrie. Thank you.
Yes. And we want to remind the veterans that you can go to hairradio.com. That's HAIradio.com. So, again, it's Hair Radio, just one R in the middle. And hairradio.com provides a great free opportunity for you to sign up as a free member to the Hair Radio online community. There you'll see Michael Hopkins has a fan page there for his show, the Vet Talk Radio Show, where he puts stories and articles and friends. You can friend him and all kinds of things there. Again, go to HAIradio.com, click on the members button. You'll see it right there. Or to sign up to become a member. It's all very clear, and you're going to have a great time. Again, it's free to do so. While you're there, go to the store. You can easily go to our gift shop at HAIradio.com. Pick up your I Love the Hair, I Love the Vet Talk Radio Show mug and T-shirts and so many other things. Really good stuff. Michael Hopkins, it's always great to have you here, and great job. Awesome show. So, Michael, as always, what do you say to the veterans?
Carrie, it's all about the vets, their families, their support group, all about all of them.
Yes, and this year, it is all about the veterans' families, and we love that. Michael, great job. We'll see you back here next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to Vet Talk Radio with Michael Hopkins, produced by Carrie Hines exclusively for Hair Radio. Catch live episodes each Tuesday morning at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central as part of the Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. And each show replays on our very own platform at www.hairradio.com. Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. Eastern, noon Central. This broadcast is sponsored in part by our friends at FixYourFeet.com. Rugged Evolution, Smooth Black Ink, Stimulating Roots, and our entire sponsorship family. We thank Michael Hopkins and his Angels panel and all of you. Thank you.